of that. And so for today, it's time for us to start, which is lovely. It feels as if we've already started connecting, and it's wonderful to be able to be together on this in Colorado rainy day, and in Montana a bit of rain too, right? I don't know, how are you, Santa Fe folks? Piper, do you have any rain down there? Yeah. Okay, great. So there's this blessing of rain going on in all of our north-south corridor we have here. And that's kind of perfect. So I wanted to tell you, I had a note from a teacher of another group in town saying that they are sitting right now at 4 o'clock having a sit that they wanted to invite everyone to join, to support safe, peaceful, and productive demonstrations in the Capitol and elsewhere. So I thought that I would just bring that in and kind of invoke the, ask the blessing, which it feels like we're getting with this rain. Ask the blessing of the ancestors and our descendants, our loved ones, and all the beings who are engaging in the heartbreaking and heart opening and heart healing work of this time, in all the various ways. Some peaceful and some agonized, all together in this long arc of awakening. May what we do now be part of that. So let's sit ourselves here, do the lovely arrival of sitting, and then I'll talk a little bit.
Oh, geez.
Got it. You're here.
Okay. Thank you.
What I sent you this week, as you could see, was not all a piece, and yet these were all pieces of what I have found moving in me, and something about it I have felt in my conversations with people moving also. And I'm not finding it easy to express. And all of these pieces felt to me like some expression of something that's happening that's real. And it has to do with how we allow to land very deeply in us what is, what comes, what lands, what moves, without necessarily trying to pin it down, although our minds will work with it. They're a good tool for working with stuff. But it has to land deeper than that, and it lands in a place that I can't even define. And to call it dark, even, I find tricky, because dark is a word that has so many other associations. Is it dark inside of me? Seems like too limiting a definition. But there is a deeply known unknown in me that is intimately real and unbounded, and yet not empty. And so what, and then in from there comes a response, a constant moving responsiveness to what appears, and that is then part of what appears. I can feel it physically as a movement of the moment. I can feel it in my heart. And I see what I do, you know. Often we do something and then we figure out what it was we just did, right? Most of the time. So something comes forth, and it either comes forth in feeling or in action. It comes forth, it comes through, something happens, what lands in us meets us and comes towards us as we come towards it. We don't have a good language for this. The poets do it best, the poets and the singers, and the dancers, and the painters. But it's also, oh gosh, can you even hear? I closed the door so it wouldn't be thunderously loud, but I guess you'll hear it at your house. It's wonderful. Wind, it's blowing through, and there's that, right? It blows, mm-hmm. It blows stress and becomes the activity of now. And so in the anguish of a moment in time like this moment that we're living, the anguish of it and the beauty of it, there is something about this mystery of being, of being a human. Oh dear. Kelly, somebody else just asked for the link, but I don't know if she wrote to you as well. Just a sec, I'll just forward it to them. Sorry, I'll turn my email off now. But that was why I left it on. Now, bye-bye, email. So, can you hear it against my windows? It's like, so this is purification. Thank you.
I don't hear yours, Sarah, but I have it out my window.
You hear yours. Okay, great. So when I say about, these are about loss, the deep of it, radiance and shining, that this is just, I offer these into our meditation, as a way of inviting you to explore with me in the meditation. What do you notice about this, if it even resonates for you, and just what you do notice happening for you? Okay, are you game? Not a very clear beginning, but what I will do is read these pieces into the meditation, and then we can take them up together after a bit. And there's one that I did not send, that I'll drop in if it doesn't feel like too much. And if it does, I'll wait till the very end. As if you needed to have me say that. Okay, let's sit. So unmute yourself if you're not muted. And we'll see what appears. Because after all, that's what we're given, isn't it? And why else would we really meditate than to allow something to appear and experience the wonder of its appearance? Thank you. Here, the earth altar breaks. We've always been on the move. Past and future. Those are places I've never reached. Where the tsunami wave came and went, that's where I am. To say rubble isn't enough. Night cannot cover it. A bird flies. Don't expect the next moment. Forget this moment and grow into the next. Those words were from Shinryu Suzuki Roshi. And if I find if I hold them next to that sense of being what things drop into, and then seeing what things drop into is like in the next moment, seeing what the dropping in is and does, then his words become a kind of experiment, an invitation to try something, not a command or something to prove. So I'll say them again. Don't expect the next moment. Forget this moment and grow into the next. Don't expect the next moment. Forget this moment and grow into the next. This next one's from Haku in Ekaku. All the myriad phenomena before his eyes, the old and the young, the honorable and the base, halls and pavilions, verandas and corridors, plants and trees, mountains and rivers. He regards as his own original, true and pure aspect. She regards as her own original, true, and pure aspect. It's like looking into a bright mirror and seeing your own face in it. If you continue for a long time to observe everything everywhere with this radiant insight, all appearances of themselves become the jeweled mirror of your own house, and you become the jeweled mirror of their houses as well. all the myriad phenomena before your eyes, the old and the young, the honorable and the base, halls and pavilions, kitchens and corridors, plants and trees, mountains and rivers. You see as your own, original, true, and pure aspect. It's just like looking into a bright mirror and seeing your own face in it. If you continue for a long time to observe everything, everywhere, with this radiant insight, all appearances of themselves become the jeweled mirror of your own house. And you become the jeweled mirror of their houses as well. I don't know whether we there are a couple of ways we could organize ourselves for conversation. And I think maybe I haven't been doing this lately, but I think maybe what I'll do is just bring in that first bit and see whether there's something in there that lights up for someone. And then, you know, we can go to different parts of things. Okay. So we're not there. We're all on one screen, and I think we could just unmute. You know, just speak when you're ready to speak. So I think we started with this quote from a book, Facing the Wave, which is about people's experiences of the tsunami in Japan. But of course, it doesn't only apply to that. So it's the one that says, here, the earth altar breaks. We've always been on the move. Past and future, those are places I've never reached. Where the tsunami wave came and went, that's where I am. Let's take up the one that says, to say rubble isn't enough. Night cannot cover it. A bird flies. Would anybody like to speak to that? Have any experience you'd like to bring in with that? So one of the things that I loved about the quote from Suzuki Roshi was actually that he doesn't say be in the moment. It feels so dynamic to me. You know, he says, don't expect the next moment. And I get a feeling of sort of like, don't lean forward, right? Don't be always leaning forward. But also just noticing how much we do with our thoughts kind of lean forward into so what's next kind of. And instead he says, forget this moment. I kind of love that because that's a different sort of movement of attention, a different movement of the heart to release this one, you know, poof. Be willing to forget this moment. Because I think sometimes when we think being present, that we think being present means have this moment, right? In a way, get it, hold it. You know, and so this is a different movement, you know, to forget this moment and grow into the next. And it just, that sense of, I never would have thought of myself growing into the next moment, but there's an immediate kind of connection with it of a sense of, what is that? What is it to grow into the next moment? So I wondered what might have come up for some of you in that regard. Anybody have a response to that? Anne? And there's a lovely ambiguity there, because grow into it could mean become it, grow into being it, or it could mean inhabit it. Grow into it as a space in which you are. It can go either way, and either one is kind of lovely. And there's that kind of dual nature of that you become the next moment. I mean, really, what else are you? And also you inhabit it. You grow into it by the moment, allowing that the moment is so big that you have space to become larger also in that sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And if you take away the sort of instruction aspect of that particular quote, the sort of, you know, mm-hmm. don't do this, do this kind of, if you just take that mm-hmm. away, and with this, and something important that I think you just said also was that bearing witness is not just the seeing, it's the expression. Mm-hmm. And that we are all bearing witness to each other all the time. And there, everything is doing that. Walt Whitman has this wonderful poem called All is Truth, that you cannot lie because you're always expressing it, this, no matter what you think you're doing. It is your expression of the actual body, right? And so what you're calling up, or at least what you call up to my mind, is that there's something about the way forget this moment and grow into the next is in a way a way of saying that bearing, there's a flow of constant bearing witness in the expression of that is all around and through us all the time. And so actually that brings us right to the other reading I was going to offer. So this is a wee bit longer, and it's from Hakuin's Four Ways of Knowing, which just kept coming up for me today. So I found this one passage that I had been looking for. And I want to leave us with this. So I will say one other thing that I would sort of offer as an experiment that happened to me this morning, which was in my meditation, I found myself holding, you know, some of you know the term wato, where you just hold the sort of core or the head of something in your meditation. You just drop it down into your meditation and you let it be there, and you don't try to manage it, and you don't try to figure it, and you don't try to solve it, and you don't try to do anything in particular with it, but you welcome it into your meditation and just see what happens. And so I found myself doing the whole hour and a half of meditation holding Black Lives Matter as my wato. And it was really powerful for me. So I just wanted to share that as a thing that if you're curious to try it, you could try. So here's this, so just you can sort of settle yourselves a little, and I'll drop this slowly into our space as we close. And thank you so much for everything that you have brought forward. It's called the Gate of Practice. Can you hear me easily? Okay. First, with the intimate perception which you have had into knowing itself, enlighten all worlds with radiant insight. When you see something, shine through it. When you hear, shine through what you're hearing. Shine through the five skandhas. Shine through the six fields of sense perceptions in front, behind, left and right, through seven calamities and eight disasters. Become one with radiant vision of the whole body. See through all things, internal and external. Shine through them. When this work becomes solid, then perception of reality will be perfectly, distinctly clear, just like looking at the palm of your hand. At this point, while increasing the use of this clear knowing and insight, if you enter awakening, then shine through awakening. If you get into agreeable circumstances, shine through agreeable circumstances. If you fall into adverse situations, then shine through adverse situations. When greed or desires arise, shine through greed and desire. When hatred or anger arise, shine through hatred and anger. When you act out of ignorance, shine through ignorance. When the three poisons of hatred, greed, and ignorance are no more, and the mind is pure, shine through that pure mind. At all times, in all places, be it desires, senses, gain, loss, right, wrong, visions of Buddha or of Dharma, in all things, shine through with your whole body.